End the housing crisis. We can't wait till 2022. Labour councils must act now. Paula Mitchell, Secretary, London Socialist Party. Grenfell Tower stands as a terrible monument to a totally failed model of providing housing. The fire was the result, not just of Tory austerity, but of decades of cuts, privatization, deregulation, relaxation of planning, and lack of democratic accountability. The treatment of the survivors and community since is further proof, if it were needed, that council services run on the private business austerity model fails people's most basic needs. The housing crisis is everywhere, but it is at its sharpest in London. Social cleansing, gentrification, the London clearances, call it what you will, 100,000 households have been forced out by high rents, impossible house prices, and the regeneration policies of councils. London tenants pay 72% of wages on rent. Just 24% of new homes completed in 2015-16 in London were affordable. Government-defined affordable housing is actually unaffordable to the vast majority of working-class people. New buildings go up but only the highest paid, and millionaire speculators can buy them, and leave them empty to keep the value high. In fact, 5% of all homes in London are empty. Meanwhile, the number of street homeless has tripled. Regeneration. Regeneration of council or housing association homes means working-class people's homes are taken over by greedy property developers and replaced by luxury accommodation, with the original tenants having little right of return. Blairite Mayor Sadiq Khan's London plan aims to build 66,000 new homes a year in town centres and transport hubs. But this will often mean handing public space to private companies. It entails high-density development, great looming tower blocks of expensive flats, with only a small proportion affordable. The loss of public space includes grass and trees, libraries, and youth centres. Labour councils see the Tories' plan to end the central government grant in 2020. Councils will then be self-funded from council tax, business rates and other income. Rather than put up a fight, they seek to maximize their income from selling land and property, and entice well-off residents. Jeremy Corbyn shook up the debate on housing, when he declared that there must be an end to this social cleansing. He said there should be residents' votes on any regeneration schemes, and that, where it took place, all existing tenants should be guaranteed homes on the same terms as before. He said empty homes should be requisitioned to house the homeless. Social cleansing. Jeremy Corbyn should instruct Labour councils to immediately stop all projects that involve social cleansing, and carry out ballots on any regeneration projects. London's Labour councils have enough reserves to build 80,000 council houses now. They should do that, on lifetime tenancies and social rents. They should take over empty properties for council housing. They could register private landlords, in order to ensure decent standards, and tackle overcrowding. They should bring in rent controls that cap the level of private rents, establishing democratic rent tribunals. The issue of fire safety applies everywhere there are blocks, not just on the crucial issue of removing cladding, which still remains, but also retrofitting sprinklers and other fire safety measures such as effective fire doors. It is an outrage that the Tories are refusing funds, but Labour councils shouldn't wait. They should carry out fire safety checks, and make the results public, do the work, and send the bill to central government. Councils could ensure decent pay, conditions, and safety for all housing and construction workers, including stopping the use of blacklisting firms, and enforcing collective agreements. Councils could begin to transform the situation, if they have the will to stand and fight,